天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。今天呢，麦克牧师将要带领我们来学习十诫七言中的第三个宣言。那这第三个宣言究竟是什么呢？它又显示了主耶稣基督有哪些特性呢？那我们又可以从中学到些什么呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的祝福吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you once again to this series of broadcasts on the words of Jesus from the cross.
欢迎你再次收听十诫七言的系列节目。
When Jesus was suspended between heaven and earth on the cross,
当耶稣被挂在十字架上，命悬于天地之间的时候，
Jesus said seven things.
耶稣说了七句话。
In the last two messages, we saw the first two of the seven statements from the cross.
在前面两讲中，我们一起讨论了十诫七言的前两句。
First, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他所说的第一句是，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
In this, he was exercising his high priestly role of intercession.
在这里，他履行了大祭司为人代求的职责。
In the second statement, he exercised his divine prerogative.
第二句话，他使用了他圣子的特权。
By receiving the prayer of repentance of a dying sinner.
他接纳了那个垂死罪犯的悔改祷告。
These two statements revealed his divinity.
这两句话显明了他的神性。
Therefore, it is natural that the third statement has to do with his humanity.
因此，很自然的，第三句话主要是显示他的人性。
The scripture clearly teaches that the Lord Jesus Christ was fully God while at the same time fully man.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，主耶稣基督是完全的神，也是完全的人。
The Bible displays both natures side by side.
圣经将这两种特性同时展现在我们面前。
His divinity and supernatural power over nature were displayed in splendor when he rebuked the wind and silenced the storm.
当主耶稣斥责风浪使他平息的时候，他的神性和超自然的力量被完美的显示出来了。
But earlier, his humanity was revealed when he was asleep in the boat.
这之前，他在船里熟睡，又显现了他的人性。
He exercised his divine power when he called out in the loud voice, Lazarus, come out of the tomb.
当他大声呼叫拉撒路出来的时候，他彰显了圣子的能力。
And a dead man for 4 days got up out of the grave and walked.
这个已经死了四天的人就从坟墓里走了出来。
But 4 days earlier, his humanity was revealed when he wept.
但是四天前当他哀哭的时候，他的人性显露无遗。
Please look with me at John chapter 19, beginning at verse 25.
请跟我翻到约翰福音十九章从二十五节开始。
Let us read it together.
让我们一起来读。约翰福音第十九章二十五节到二十七节。站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹，并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和莫大拉的玛利亚。 耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
Imagine if doctors were to tell you that you have a few days to live.
我们来想象一下，当医生告诉你你的生命只剩下了几天。
I am sure that you would want to spend your last precious moments caring for your family.
我肯定你会用这最后宝贵的时间来照顾家人。
And so it was with Jesus at his death.
耶稣即将离世的时候也是如此。
His circle of involvement began to narrow.
他关注的范围开始缩小。
First he prayed for his transgressors.
首先他为背叛他的罪人祷告。
Those who nailed him to the cross.
就是这些人把他钉上了十字架。
Then secondly, he became involved with one person who was in need.
随后他照顾了一个有需要的人。
And then the circle narrowed further when he concentrated on his family.
最后当他专注于家人的时候，这个范围进一步缩小了。
In fact, those were the last words Jesus spoke to anyone about anyone.
这是耶稣对世人所讲的最后几句话。
In the gospel account, John tells us that while the soldiers were gambling over his outer garment,
在福音书中，约翰告诉我们，当士兵为他的外衣研究的时候，
Jesus looked at Mary,
耶稣看着玛利亚，
and saw Mary standing by the cross,
见玛利亚站在十字架旁边，
not only broken-hearted, watching her son tortured and tormented.
眼看着自己的儿子被折磨和苦待，玛利亚的心碎了。
But certainly she was confused, bereaved, and bewildered.
当然她一定也感到困惑、迷茫和悲痛。
The Bible said Mary was troubled.
圣经说玛利亚感到惊慌。
Trouble becomes Mary's lot in life, and that caused her puzzlement.
惊慌成了玛利亚生活中的一部分，这也让她感到困惑。
She was puzzled when the angel Gabriel told her that she was carrying the Son of God in her womb.
当天使加百列告诉她，她所要怀的胎是至高者的儿子，她很困惑。
She was puzzled when there was no room in the inn.
当旅店里没有空房间的时候，她很困惑。
She was puzzled when Herod the Great decided to kill all the children and she had to flee to Egypt.
当希律王决定杀掉所有的婴孩，他被迫逃往埃及的时候，他也感到困惑了。
She was puzzled when she saw people accuse Jesus falsely.
当他看到人们诬告耶稣的时候，他很困惑。
And now she is puzzled again as her heart breaks in two, seeing her son hanging on that instrument of torture.
现在眼看着他的儿子被挂在刑具上受折磨，他的心碎了，再一次让他感到困惑。
My listening friend, please listen to what I'm going to tell you.
我亲爱的朋友，请留心我要跟你说的。
If you are a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你是主耶稣基督忠实的跟随者，
there will be times in your life when you are puzzled.
在你的生活中一定有很多次让你感到困惑。
Puzzled as to why God did not answer your prayers.
你会因为神没有应允你的祷告而困惑。
Puzzled at the seemingly unjust and unfair things that happen to you.
你会因为那些似乎是不公正和不公平的事临到你而感到困惑。
But like Mary, you are to stand firm in obedience to the will of God.
但是就像玛利亚一样，因着对神旨意的顺服，你可以站立得稳。
Knowing that he has the whole world in his hand.
因为你知道他掌管着万有。
In fact, this was the subject of prophecy that seemed unusual at the time.
事实上，这正是一个预言的主要内容，在当时看起来是很不寻常的。
When Jesus was about 1 month old,
当耶稣只有一个月大的时候，
Mary and Joseph took him to the temple.
玛利亚和约瑟把他抱到圣殿。
And there, Simeon the priest uttered the first prophetic words in the New Testament.
祭司西面说出了新约中的第一个预言。
Simeon took the baby Jesus into his arms and said,
西面把婴孩耶稣抱在手里说，
This child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel.
这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
And to be spoken against so that the thoughts of many will be revealed.
又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来。
And then he looked at Mary with a child without a husband, and he said to her,
然后他看着玛利亚带着一个不是由她丈夫而生的小孩说，
A sword will pierce your own soul too.
你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
I am sure if you were in her place, you would be puzzled too.
我可以肯定，如果你是玛利亚，你一定也会感到困惑。
But Mary stood there by the cross, representing every one of us who may be troubled by the will of God.
玛利亚站在十字架旁，代表了所有对神的旨意感到惊慌的人。
Not reaping the evil that you have sown,
你并非恶有恶报，
but suffering for the good that you have done.
你乃是因行善而受苦。
Mary represents everyone who is saying, I do not understand the way God is leading.
玛利亚代表了所有心中有困惑的人，他们说，我不明白神所带领的道路。
She represents everyone who is living with disappointment.
她代表了所有这些生活在失望中的人。
She represents every one of us who is saying, things did not work the way we expected.
她代表了所有心中有困惑的人，他们说，事情完全不如我们所预期的那样。
When you think that everything is going upward and onward in Christ,
当你认为我们在基督里，每一件事情都应该顺利地往上和往前进展。
Then you find yourself going uphill with the wind blowing at your face.
但你却发现自己好像是在逆风登山。
In these times in your life, you must stand beneath the cross like Mary, looking up to Jesus.
当你处身在人生的这种境况中，你就像玛利亚一样，站在十字架下面，抬头仰望耶稣。
What about John the Apostle?
那么使徒约翰又是怎样呢？
John is a good example of a believer who does not stay away for too long.
约翰是信徒很好的榜样，他始终没有远离耶稣。
Jesus told the disciples before his crucifixion in Matthew chapter 26.
耶稣在马太福音二十六章那里，当他上十字架前，告诉门徒
that all of them will fall away on account of him.
对他们说，你们为我的缘故都要跌倒。
And in verse 35 of Matthew 26, Peter said,
在马太福音的二十六章三十五节，彼得说，
Even if I have to die with you, I will never disavow you.
我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
But by the time you get to verse 56 of Matthew 26,
当你翻到马太福音二十六章的五十六节，
You read that all his disciples deserted Jesus and fled.
你会看到所有的门徒都离开耶稣逃走了。
All of them without exception.
所有的人没有一个例外。
We have evidence that John was there at the time of the trial of Jesus when all others were not.
其他的人都不在耶稣受审问的现场，但我们有证据显示使徒约翰在那里。
And when Caiaphas asked Jesus in John 18:19,
但当该亚法在约翰福音十八章十九节那里问耶稣说
What of your disciples?
你的门徒怎样了
Who are they? Where are they?
他们是谁他们在哪里
John slipped into the shadows and fled away.
约翰就躲进黑暗中溜走了。
Jesus was absolutely alone.
留下耶稣独自一个人面对。
But this had to be for divine reasons.
其中必然有个属灵的、神圣的理由。
For the one who dies for the sins of the world had to die absolutely alone.
因为这一位要为全世界的罪而死的救主，必须孤单一人走向死亡。
But it was recorded that John alone came back.
但有记载证明后来约翰又一个人独自回来了。
While Peter was somewhere wallowing in his tears of sorrow,
当彼得不知在什么地方陷于悔恨的泪水之中。
While Thomas was somewhere living with his doubts,
当多马不知在什么地方因怀疑而挣扎的时候。
John alone came back and stood with Jesus.
约翰一个人回来了。并站在耶稣的身旁。
But I want you to see Jesus' attitude toward John.
但我想让你看看耶稣对约翰的态度。
What James said in 4:8 is an everlasting truth.
雅各在雅各书四章八节所说的是永恒的真理。
If we draw near to him, he will draw near to us.
我们亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
Let me ask you this, my listening friend.
我亲爱的朋友，我想问你。
Do you know why John was close to Jesus?
你知道为什么约翰跟耶稣的关系特别亲近吗？
Because John wanted to be close to Jesus.
因为约翰愿意亲近耶稣。
What it takes is your absolute desire to be near Jesus.
只要你内心迫切地想要亲近耶稣。
And he will draw near to you.
主耶稣就会来亲近你。
When John came back, the Lord did not rebuke him.
当约翰回来了，主耶稣没有责怪他。
But rather he looked to him with dignity and he gave him a great responsibility.
耶稣反而以尊重的目光注视着他，并托付他一份厚厚的责任。
He said, Son, behold your mother.
主说，看啊，孩子，这是你的母亲。
Some of you may say,
你们当中有人可能会说，
I have made promises to stand by my Lord.
我曾承诺站在主身旁。
I have made promises to walk with him.
我曾承诺与主同行。
But the truth is, I have neither stood for him or with him.
但事实是，我既没有为主坚守立场，也没有与主同行。
I have ignored him.
我离开了他。
My beloved friend, I want to tell you this.
我所爱的朋友，我想告诉你。
I want to tell you today that you can come back to Jesus.
今天你可以回到主耶稣这里。
He will not only restore you, he will give you responsibility for his service.
他不仅会重建你，还会在他的事工上给你托付。
He will say to you, pick up where you have left off.
他会对你说，从哪儿跌倒，就在哪儿站起来。
What about the Lord Jesus Christ himself?
那么主耶稣自己又是怎样呢？
Some people give prominence to this passage of Mary standing at the cross.
有些人给了站在十字架旁的玛利亚很高的赞誉。
But with all reverence, I want to say that our salvation does not come from Mary standing at the cross.
然而怀着很深的敬意，我要说，我们的救恩不是从站在十字架旁的玛利亚而来。
But our salvation comes from the Christ on the cross.
我们的救恩是从十字架上的基督而来。
He has kept the laws perfectly.
他完全地守住了律法。
And now on the cross, he actually is obeying the fifth commandment.
这一刻就在十字架上，他遵守了第五条诫命。
Honor your father and your mother.
当孝敬父母。
The word here means treat them with dignity.
这句话在这里的意思是要尊重父母。
He took care of his mother as he was dying and entrusted her to the care of John.
在耶稣离世前，他委托约翰照顾玛利亚，他已竭力照顾自己的母亲了。
Jesus could not care for Mary anymore because he became the perfect substitute for our sins.
耶稣不能再照顾玛利亚，因为他为我们的罪成为一个完全的赎罪祭。
And in looking at John, the Lord said to John, Now I want you to stand for me.
耶稣注视着约翰，对他说，现在我要你代替我。
My way is going to be made through the empty tomb back to the Father.
我的道路是通过空坟墓回到父那里去。
And I need you to be my substitute.
我需要你来接替我。
I want you to take my place.
我需要你成为我的代表。
I need you to stand up for me.
我需要你为我持守立场。
I need you to speak on my behalf.
我需要你来替我宣讲。
And my beloved friend, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance as I close.
我所爱的朋友，在结束的时候，我想告诉你非常重要的一点。
I believe the Spirit of God is saying the same thing to all of us today.
我相信神的灵在今天对我们所有的人说着同样的话。
He is calling you by name.
他在呼唤着你的名字。
He is saying to you, you stand in my place.
他在对你说，你要成为我的代表。
You should proclaim my message.
你要宣扬我的信息。
Will you say, Lord Jesus, I will?
你会说，主耶稣啊，我愿意吗？
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福于你，下次再会。
爱我的主，你是 是我的神，
感谢大家收听今天的节目。正如麦克牧师所说的，我们常常会感到疑惑和恐慌，因为我们看不到方向，看不到神在我们身上的应许。事实上，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，最主要的原因呢，是我们没有花时间来亲近神，将自己的重担完全的交托给他。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
哦，生命啊，求你来洁净我，使我重获正直的灵，让我再一次奇妙安排。